This morning becomes eclectic at 89.9 KCRW live music from Sparkle Horse in the studio this morning, and Kendall Mead on backing vocals there in that set. Three songs from the new record, It's a Wonderful Life, and I'm talking with Mark Linkers. Mark, we're just trying to figure out the last time you were here, but it was on the last record, so it was a couple of years back.
Doesn't get any easier.
I'm interested to know where you were at when you started this record. I don't usually get that interested in album titles, but it would seem that as you started to make this record, there was a shift for you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I didn't want to make it at home alone and play everything on it. So I just...
Which is what you normally do?
Normally, yeah.
Why was that? Why did you want to move out, so to speak?
Well, my studio's about half the size of this room.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just it was a smoke shack, and it's in it. And it's just, I think, working in there all the time by myself, my whole perspective was narrowing. You know, sometimes you just have to step away and get out of your own. I was in my own little world. I didn't want to keep making the same records over and over again. So tried to go. There was some American records that I really liked the way they sounded, and I wanted to work in some other studios.
Can you tell us about those records then that maybe sort of pushed you in that direction, and then some of the people you bought in to collaborate with on the record?
Well, some of the records that I thought sounded really good that were being made here were Mercury Rev Records, Deserter Songs. I really like that, and the Soft Bulletin, Flaming Lips
record, and the producer of those records, Dave Fridman.
Yeah, and Dave. Some Mogwai stuff too sound really good. And I was really apprehensive at first about letting anybody touch my stuff at all.
Sure.
But like Jonathan from Mercury Rev thought I should give him a shot, so it worked out. Scott and I went up there, and then people kind of came. Nina came.
So Nina from the Cardigans.
Yeah. And then, well, Nina was kind of, we'd met her in Sweden, and Scott and I were tracking in Brooklyn, and a violin player friend of ours that played on the record had just seen Nina on the street in Manhattan and said, give her a call. And I called her, and she was down on the microphone in like an hour.
Wow.
And Adrian from Portishead, he plays on it. So there was I had been talking to John Parrish about who plays with Polly.
PJ Harvey.
Yeah.
He plays guitar with her.
John, yeah, he plays guitar with Polly. And
so you talked to him to see if she would be interested in getting involved?
Well, I'd already asked her about it a while ago, and she was into it. And John and I couldn't decide where to go, and I've told this story before, but it's true. I had this really bad spider problem in my studio.
Oh, right.
And I didn't want to have Polly come there and get bit. And I have a lot of dogs. I didn't want my dogs jumping all over Polly and Nina. So we went to Barcelona, Spain, to record.
It's a little bit different from the Virginia woods.
Yeah. It was nice, though. So me and John and Scott went to Barcelona and kind of set up there. And they finally let our gear. They kept all of mine and Scott's gear in customs in Spain for about a week. And later, Scott and one of these guys from the studio went down there, and there was a cat nursing kittens on our gear. So we had to forgive them. Apparently, that was the only reason.
That's why they wouldn't let it out.
Equipment.
I love that story. So once you sort of made that decision, and obviously you start to bring these other people in, and you start to get a perspective that is outside of your world, your narrowing world, as you were describing it. When you bring all these elements together, how do you feel about it once you sort of got everything recorded? You've recorded in different studios, I guess, in Tarbox, and then in Tarbox is Dave Fridman's studio, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then in Barcelona, and then you've got to mix the whole thing.
Well, it was done in four different, like some stuff originated in my smoke shack, and then we'd go to Brooklyn, and then we'd take those tapes to Spain or Tarbox. So there was some songs that were done completely in one studio, mostly at Tarbox. But it was, I mean, none of the songs were all already written. You know, that wasn't the only thing that was written specifically. It wasn't really written. The song that Tom's on, Dog Door, was an experiment. It was just this track that I didn't want to erase because I liked the way it sounded, but I couldn't make a song out of it. So I just sent that to Tom Waits, and he did the vocals and melody and all that for that. But otherwise, all the songs were already pretty much, you know, written.
You also ended up collaborating with Nina on another project as well, and I know we're going to get back to music in just a moment's time, so I don't want to take up too much time, but can you tell us a little bit about A Camp?
Well, that time we met her in Sweden, she gave me a cassette, and I was going to have my tour ended in Ireland, and I was going to drive around the country for about 10 days, and she gave me this cassette. On one side was the Cardigans' newest record, which was, I guess, Gran Turismo.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side was this other thing that she was doing.
Stuff that she was working on.
Yeah, and I thought it was a finished record because it sounded really shiny and finished. But she kept wanting to, she wanted to re-record it, and I kept trying to talk her out of it because I didn't want to ruin it. And she wouldn't let up. She wouldn't stop, so I stole Alan over here to engineer it. So we went to Bearsville to do Nina's record. And that turned out to be great. I mean, I was the A Camp stuff. It reminded me of like Jimmy Webb songs or something. And she didn't really at the time. I don't think she knew who Jimmy Webb was. And I was just really taken by that.
And you produced the record,
yeah.
And it's called A Camp. And now I don't know if this is domestic on this yet. We just got an import right now or not. Do you know if it's coming out
in America?
Yeah.
I don't know if they've decided on a label yet.
Well, the Sparkle Horse record, It's a Wonderful Life, is out, and I want to thank you for coming in and getting everybody up early this morning. You got another couple of pieces we're going to listen to, and then we're going to come back and give away some copies of the CD, and we'll also update people on the show that's happening tomorrow night and a couple of Friday night and a couple of other things that you'll be doing while you're in Southern California. So
okay.
I'll throw it back to you guys for more music from
Alrighty.
From Sparkle Horse on Morning Becomes Eclectic.